This goes to Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H, M like Mary, A-N-N like November. Fax 989-828-6835 regarding Joseph Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T. Date of birth 9/27/1963. Dear Dr. Reichman, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Bryant with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and microscopic hematuria. His last visit was June 30th of this year. He has gained 4 pounds over the last 6 months. He does still have samples of Farxiga, 10 milligram, to start taking one daily, but he has been waiting to try them till after the first of the year. He would like to take them as they were recommended by Dr. Lee, the cardiologist who did the transesophageal echocardiogram. And he knows that those are protective for kidneys as well as heart. And so he's going to be starting the Farxiga in January, and then he'll get labs done about 1 week later. He does have intermittent problems with visual disturbance still, and that those symptoms only last 1 to 2 minutes and then resolve spontaneously. And they sometimes happen when he tips his head forward, backwards, or sideways, and then they'll resolve when he straightens his neck again. So all those vessels in the neck, and he's had have been checked, and he's had MRI of the brain, and those tests have all been negative to date. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, blood, or foaminess. No peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight the misoprolol, 5 milligram daily, and 5 milligram of Norvasc. Allopurinol is 100 milligram daily, and Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. Physical exam, weight, 224 pounds. Pulse is 60 and regular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 120 over 80. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, without ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done December 10th, 2025, and the creatinine increased 2.56, up from 2.5, with estimated GFR is currently 28. His calcium is 9.5, sodium 142, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 22, albumin 3.8, phosphorus 3.5, hemoglobin is 14.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease currently. We have asked the patient to repeat all these labs again, including we're going to do a a protein to creatinine ratio in the urine, as well as a urine with microscopic. He's going to have free light chains checked, uric acid due to the history of gout, immunofixation once, and then we're checking renal panel with CBC every month, just due to the increased creatinine and the progression noted since his last creatinine level. And he plans to start Farxiga 10 milligram once a day about 1 week before getting those labs. So we'll know if that is causing any dehydration or any other symptoms that we would be wanting to stop, that would cause us to want to stop Farxiga. He also will continue his low-salt diet, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.